Welcome everybody to Mind Happy, Love Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Carrasco, and I'm here to help support and jumpstart your personal development and growth. I'm so excited to go on this journey with you as it is a lifelong process, and I'm here talking with some of my favorite people who have really influenced my own journey. So let's jump right in, and I hope you guys enjoy. So thank you so much, Amber, for being on an episode of Mind Happy, Love Gabby. You are a transformative personal and professional development coach, and I found you on Instagram. Your feed is just so inspiring, and I'm so glad that you're here talking to us today.
Thank you so much for having me, and thank you so much for your kind words.
Yeah, of course. So could you just give us and the listeners just some background on your story, what you do now, and how you got to where you are?
Absolutely. So my name is Amber Connolly, and I am a certified transformative coach. I work with leaders and professionals who find themselves in a stuck place in their life, in their career, and I help them move forward. And my big why for starting my business was because I myself was a stuck professional. My background is in pharmacy, and I found myself working at an academic institution at a top 10 pharmacy program as a professor, and I was also serving patients, still doing one-on-one patient care. And on paper, I had everything that I ever wanted, everything that I ever prayed for, worked hard for. I had it all in front of me, but for some reason, I wasn't at peace. The only way I could describe it is as stuck. I felt so stuck, and I didn't know what to do next. And for me, stuck, it really felt like I was trapped, and I wasn't so sure where to go. And when you pray really hard for something, and when you dedicate years to working towards it, and when you feel like that was your purpose, and then suddenly you find yourself in this gray zone of being stuck, I really found myself questioning what's wrong with me. Am I ungrateful? Am I in the wrong place? What is really going on here?
Wow.
And it was a really confusing time. So from that moment, I decided I need to reach out to someone. And initially, I looked around to my coworkers, to my colleagues, to even mentors that I had as a junior faculty member. And I really wasn't feeling like I was in alignment. I found that a lot of my colleagues were loving what they were doing. Some of them were burnt out and stressed. And I just wasn't so sure who to turn to or who was like me that really got it. So I hired a certified executive leadership coach, and she changed my life. I spent a year of self-discovery, really, really getting to know what does it mean to be stuck? Why am I stuck? And how do I move forward? And it was there that I learned that being stuck is something that happens to every leader and professional. And it's a time where we really are called to turn inward, and we're being called to up-level. And finally, I found myself in a place where I knew that I was normal and there wasn't anything wrong with me. And I was really being called to show up as a higher version of myself. So from there, after investing about a year of self-discovery, that's when I decided, wow, this was so transformative and this experience changed my life. I want to become a certified coach. And from there, I completed a 15-month rigorous certification process. And from there, I started my own coaching business, and the experience has been life-changing.
15 months, that is a long time to go through training for certification. Bravo.
Thank you. It really was. And I went through certification under my coach. And my reason for doing that is because my coach is a licensed psychologist, has over 30 years of experience. And I mean, I'm one of her greatest testimonials. She changed my life. But but I knew that when I started to work one-on-one with clients, or when I started to do group facilitation, I wanted to be really clear on what my lane was. And I think coaching is so life-changing and beautiful. And there's so much freedom in coaching because it's not regulated at this time, unlike my traditional medical background in pharmacy. So tightly regulated, coaching is so free. Mm. However, I wanted to be clear on what is the difference between coaching and therapy? What's my lane, and how do I make the biggest impact with clients? And how do I really get clear on what I'm doing? And she certainly was the person for the job for that.
It seems like this really is your purpose. I mean, you talk about it with so much passion that I'm excited to just continue to talk to you for as long as I can.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Now, you sound so busy, and just from your feed and your content, you have a full plate, to say the least. So do you have a routine that kind of keeps you grounded?
Absolutely. And I would say that I have non-negotiable things that really fuel me and not only ground me, but allow me to stay energized. And it was a lot of trial and error, trying different things and figuring out what works best for me. And I would say for me, there are three things that I need to do to stay in my thriving zone versus my surviving zone. And that is always movement. I love moving my body and getting my sweat on. It doesn't necessarily have to be a rigorous workout every day, but at least 20 minutes, even if it's just walking to move. Another thing is connecting with myself, taking time to reflect, to journal, and to be intentional about how I want my day to go. And with that connection piece, I also make a point to connect with other people, because believe it or not, I live by myself and I'm working virtually. And yes, I go places, but it's so easy for a day to go by where outside of connecting with clients virtually, I might not interact with another human. So I'm always intentional each day to at least spend time with one other human being in person. That's very important.
That's a good idea.
And then finally, connecting spiritually in spending time in meditation and prayer. That's really important to me.
I really appreciate your push to stay social, because it for me, outside of work and like grad school, I really don't have much of a social life, and I guess I should branch out, but it's kind of fun not to to be that active when you don't have to be.
Oh, so I give you credit. I get it. Trust me. And I'm extroverted, yes, I get energy from being around other people, but I need my recharge time.
Yeah, absolutely. So what I found was so interesting is Isabella, I think you just applied, right, for a pharmacy position?
Yeah, I'm supposed to be working part-time in the front store as like a regular cashier for like just the regular front store kind of products, and then I'm also going to be working part-time as a cashier in the pharmacy. Hopefully that goes through. Still,
congratulations. Still,
thank you. My boss told me about it, and she's like, do you want this position too? And I was like, yeah, that sounds great. And now it's like the whole process and like applying, and like her bosses have to get involved and like approve of me to do this, and I have to go to like orientations and stuff. But because my job, like I noticed what you said before, like how sometimes you'll go a full day without like socializing with someone. My job is entirely socializing with people. And like when I'm in school, I see my friends and I meet new people and I'm constantly socializing. So like when I get home, the first thing I do, I just go to my room and I just need time by myself. I'm like, I need to recharge because I'm constantly around people, interacting with people like all day, every day. So like my family's always like, why are you always in your room all the time? And I'm like, I need time to myself to like recharge from socializing all day.
No, that's really important. And you brought up something really, really key there. Energy fluctuates throughout the day. And it's not just morning, night. It's any given hour, and it's what you expose yourself to. So I think it's really important, just exactly like you're doing, knowing what gives you energy, knowing what takes your energy, and being really intentional about how you spend your time. And also, congratulations about getting back into the pharmacy. And
thank you.
Yeah, I started my career being a pharmacy technician. So I think that's a great place to be. Yeah.
Wow, that's exciting. Did you always want to be in the medical field when you were growing up?
I did. Well, it started out, I used to want to be Britney Spears.
I feel that. I see where you're going. Life goals.
That was really important to me. And I came to the tough realization probably somewhere around like 12 that I can't sing.
Me too. I went through the same thing.
It's very life shattering, but it doesn't change the fact that I love to sing. I love to dance and pretend to be Britney Spears still.
Just add it to your resume under skills.
Absolutely. Well, that's how, well, I get to be I'm a fitness instructor. So I wear the headpiece, and I mean, I'm practically a pseudo Britney Spears.
That's amazing. So when I was on your website, really quick, I don't want to forget about it.
Yeah.
When I was on your website, you took so much time to develop every single part of your website. I mean, everywhere I went, there was another tidbit of information, another way to reach out to you. What fuels your passion to pursue your career in coaching?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for saying that about my website. Yeah, because it took a long time. Well, all credit to my website designer, but it took me a long time to write the copy for that because I wanted it to be me. And I'm so passionate about my business because the practices that I teach and the tactics that I use with my clients, that's what I live my life by. And I am so on fire about it because these things changed my life. And when I was stuck and when I was in that place, and believe me, I'm human, I still find myself in those transition periods, and I lean in on these practices and on the tools that I've built up. And I love sharing that with other people because I feel like going through that experience just cracked me open and really inspired me to want to be that person for others and to want to change people's lives.
Yeah, that's really beautiful. And I think a lot of people, at least that I know, they have their full-time jobs, but they do coaching on the side because they really love it. And I've seen some really beautiful women transition from full-time jobs to coaching full-time. And I have never seen such a increase, more so than in the past couple of years, that coaching is becoming a huge career path.
Absolutely. I agree. I think coaching is the wave of the future. And I think that even degrees, like even my pharmacy degree, I even see medical professions getting more specified, like even chronic disease state management getting into more of a coaching approach to care. And I think that eventually, I feel very strongly that eventually coaching needs to be regulated, because a coach, just knowing what I know, a coach that doesn't have adequate training could really, really hinder someone's growth and could really psychologically harm them, I believe. So I think that eventually it needs to be regulated, but I think that there are incredible healers out there doing phenomenal things and changing lives.
Yeah. And I think to be really good at it, you have to have that inherent want and desire to help people. Like, you have to be some sort of an empath. Like we were talking about.
An empath. You have to be an empath to really want to help people, not for your own satisfaction or not for your own joy, but to help other people better themselves.
Yeah,
absolutely. And then I would say, building off of that, not only do you have to have that empathetic nature and that deep desire to help, but you need to do the work yourself, because if you don't know how to be well on your own, or if you aren't living what you're preaching, you're not going to be able to help people. And, you know, I would hear that before before or during the certification process. And I would say, okay, yeah, I live by this and this is what I believe in. But I swear the more work I do with clients, the more I see, oh, wow, that's my own stuff being reflected back at me. And we're really in this together. And it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. What do you think about the quote, you can't love anybody until you love yourself? Because I thought growing up, I thought, oh, please, that's ridiculous. Like, I don't need to absolutely be, you know, full on in love with myself to love my family or something. And then as I got older, I realized that the nuanced meaning behind it of, like, you really can't physically or emotionally be there for someone unless you are in a physically and emotionally proper state, you know?
I completely agree. I think that if you're not happy with yourself and you're not at peace with yourself, you will constantly be seeking that validation. And it doesn't necessarily even have to be from another person. It could be from situations, like from achievement or from perfection or from control. It could be so many different areas, but I definitely think that not being at peace with yourself could negatively impact relationships.
Yeah, absolutely. So what kind of passion projects have you been working on in your spare time when you're not with clients?
Well, something I'm really passionate about is a project that I started with my coach. Her name is Cheryl Anderson. And we started this series called Mind Your Mind. Oh, and yeah, and thank you. And it's really all about bringing women together to have open and honest conversations. And our intention for starting it is because, and I'm sure both of you can attest to this, as women, we're all under so much pressure. We have women acting as caregivers, women just killing it in their career. We have women that are taking leadership roles in their church and communities. We have women like Isabella hustling in school, getting a job, grad school. We're pulled in 50 million directions, and it's so easy to slip from being a human being to being a human doing. And
ooh,
to really lose
that, mm-hmm. That strikes.
So you know exactly what I'm talking about. And it's so easy to slip into that and then to suddenly not be so intentional. And when I was in that period of being stuck, I was not intentional. And I thought that I was doing what I was, quote, supposed to be doing, or what society, what my upbringing, what everything told me I should be doing. And it wasn't until like I really reached my rock bottom that I started to take a different approach and reevaluate. So our intention for Mind Your Mind is to bring women together to talk about the uncomfortable topics and to really help us come together and move forward and upward and onward and in an intentional way. And it's something we're both really excited about. And we partnered with two other fabulous women in the Gainesville area, and we're really pumped about it.
That's amazing. So do you guys, is it a physical meeting or is it more of like a, what is it?
So we are doing a series of live women's events, and we did one in the fall. We're going to be doing another one this coming spring. And we see it just growing and growing. So who knows what the future holds for that?
That is amazing. If it's in the spring, I might just have to snag a plane ticket. And
oh, I would love to see both of you girls there. Oh, you would love it.
Goodness. That sounds so exciting.
You would now, love it.
How did you meet your coach again? Did you seek out a coach or were you already friends with her?
I seeked out a coach and I just found her by chance. And it was really, I have no other way to say it. It was as if God wanted me to meet her.
Mm. Yeah.
And another passion project I have is I am developing a virtual group coaching program dedicated to helping people get unstuck. And I want to create it from the stance of, I wish I had this when I was stuck.
What is it? Necessity breeds ingenuity. That's perfect.
Absolutely.
That's amazing. So have you gone to corporations or businesses and said, you know, let me help your employees? Because I feel like even in my job, I feel like we could totally use someone to come around and tell us, like, take a breath, take a moment, recharge.
I definitely have considered that. My training is with this assessment tool called the Berkman Assessment, which is a very robust, really report, all based on who you are as a human being. It's your psychological DNA, and it reveals not just strengths and weaknesses, but it really delves into who are you at your best? Who are you when you're stressed? What are your hidden needs that you need to stay at your best? And really, this tool can not only be used with one-on-one clients, but it could be applied to organizations. And eventually, I could see myself wanting to do work within organizations. Right now, I like really finding those people who aren't at peace just in their life in general, and bringing those individuals to connect with others who are in the same place. But who knows what the future holds? That's what my coach does. She does company culture consulting.
Wow. Yeah. And I mean, the possibilities are endless with what you do. And someone with as much motivation and drive as you have, you're just, the sky's the limit, you know? And
thank you so much. And the same goes for you too. You two could do anything.
Yes. Let's girls run the world, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, of course.
Man, and you know, what do you think you would say to a younger self who maybe had no motivation? Because I feel myself kind of drifting in and out of motivated states where I'll go a couple months and I have endless energy to wake up early and to follow through with my routine. And then sometimes I just have no motivation to do anything, even though I know it provides me joy. So what would you say is some good advice for someone like that?
I would say that there's a couple different things. So those feelings of in and out of motivation, those are completely normal. And I think that especially women, we're really good at beating ourselves up and at being hard on ourselves. So I'd say first and foremost, forgive yourself for going in and out of motivation, because I've wasted so much time just beating myself up for not taking action, and it was not productive. So first and foremost, forgive yourself. And I would say number two, make up your mind. Make up your mind of who you want to be, and not just who you want to be in terms of accomplishments or in terms of external motivators, but how do you want to feel internally? Who do you want to become? How do you want to wake up every day and feel, and really try to embody that, and also make a deal with yourself that you're going to be fiercely dedicated to that. Now, way easier said than done. You know, you could spend a good 20 minutes dreaming of how you want to feel, but when it comes to actually stepping forward and taking action, it takes a lot of support, and it also takes a plan. So I would say just being kind to yourself, one, two, connecting your goal to feelings, and three, connect with other people. Connect with people who are doing the same things that you want to do or who embody those feelings that you want to have.
Yeah, that's a great point. I think especially forgiving yourself and then just kind of refocusing. There's a really great quote that I love by Pastor Stephen Furtick of Elevation Church, and he goes, fix your focus and hone in on what sets your heart on fire. So I love that. I really agree.
I love that quote too. That's a beautiful one.
Yeah. So what would you say to someone who is maybe getting out of college, who is just kind of starting their career, doesn't really know what they're supposed to do in life? What kind of advice would you have for that person who's trying to pave their own way?
I would say take some time to really get to know yourself. And I mean beyond what you're good at, because you could be really good at things, but they might not necessarily bring you joy. and really think through, why was I created? I really believe that we were all put here for a reason, whether you believe in God, you believe in the universe, the sun outside, the rocks on the ground, whatever it is that you subscribe to. For me, it's God, but I know for everyone that's not always the case. But there's a divine power that's at play here that really put you on this earth for a reason. So really spend some time thinking, what are my gifts and talents, and why am I here? Why the heck am I here? And what am I good at? What can I do to take what I'm good at and to take what I enjoy and to really work in that pleasure zone?
That's a good one. What actually really helped me, and it's a recent habit that I've adopted, is spending a couple minutes reading some part of the Bible. So I have a physical Bible that I read in the morning, but if I'm just really running out of the house, I have a Bible verse of the day app, which for me really centers me, because I think it's so important to just be able to rely or pray to someone who doesn't necessarily have the day-to-day issues that you have, to just kind of like release your burdens. I think that's really important too, at least for me.
I think that's really important too. Surrendering over control is really important. Yeah. And connecting spiritually.
Yeah. It's also a great stress relief to say, like, I'm handing this off to someone else.
Absolutely. Spirituality is a big part of being well.
Yes. Mind, body, and soul.
Mm-hmm. Amen to that.
Do you use any meditation apps, or do you just kind of free flow?
I do use a meditation app because one of my friends teaches on it. So obviously, nice. I need to talk about that app. Her name is Christina Huntington, and the app is called Unplug. And when you sign up for it, you get 7 days free. And I'm very biased because I love Christina. Her and I met on an O Magazine cruise, and she was the meditation teacher. And I love her. So I always, not that I do her exact meditation every day, but what I like most about the app is they have different time frames. So you could pick if you have 5 minutes, or if you only have 2 minutes, or if you have as much as 45 minutes to an hour. They have all different times. And I like that they visually guide you. They give you visual representations as you're meditating. And it's one of my favorites.
That is something I need to try. I'm so bad at meditation, so I definitely would benefit from some leadership there. That's great. I'm definitely going to check that out.
You know, I never was into meditating. It wasn't until about 3 years ago I got into it, because I always felt like my mind was racing, and I don't know. I couldn't get into it. Maybe it was the science part of my brain. Like, I felt like it was too woo-woo for me, or too just I couldn't get into it, but really the app helped, and just connecting with my breath helped. I don't know if that helps you.
Yeah. No, I definitely need to try it. That sounds amazing. And so the last thing that I really wanted to ask you is, what does your legacy look like?
That's a really good question. I would say my legacy looks like, I want to be known for changing people's lives and for inspiring others to take action, and really inspiring others to tap into that hidden potential inside of them and really step into the highest version of themselves.
That is a great legacy. And I think even by looking at your pictures, the one that you sent me, the ones on your Instagram feed, I mean, you just have such a beautiful, genuine smile that you for sure already have a legacy, even in
life. Oh, thank you. You should tell some of my pharmacy students that. No, I'm just teasing. I love them.
That's a great one. Any pharmacy students listening, pay attention. That's amazing. Well, Amber, we have had so much fun talking to you. This is one of my favorite podcasts to record, because you just have such a high energy level that it's really just kind of like bursting through the seams, and you're just doing such beautiful, amazing things for people.
Thank you, Gabby. And you and Isabella, I just really honor what you're doing and having these impactful conversations and sharing them with other people. That's a beautiful thing. So keep up the good work, and please keep in touch.
Yes, thank absolutely. You. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. See you, girls.
Thank you so much, everybody, for listening to today's podcast. Tune in next week for another episode of Mind Happy, Love Gabby, with me and my sister.
Bye.